The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We heard that last month hackers in Russia managed to break into the unclassified email system of top Pentagon staff. And then we heard that Chinese hackers got into the private email accounts of many top Obama administration officials. And now Secretary of State John Kerry has acknowledged that even his emails have become international bestsellers. Or could something else be going on here? More after this from Charlie. The latest high official to admit that he's probably been hacked is Secretary of State John Kerry, who made the admission to CBS's Scott Pelley.
Do you think the Chinese and or the Russians are reading your emails?
The answer is it is very likely. It is not without, you know, outside the realm of possibility. And we know that they have attacked a number of American interests over the course of the last days.
It's very likely that your emails are being read?
It's very possible. There's no way for me, and I certainly write things with that awareness.
So he writes his emails aware that other governments are going to read them. I wonder if he meant to disclose that little nugget, because if you're writing your emails knowing that a foreign government is going to read them, you would logically fill them with things that you want that government to believe. In which case, the hack and the protest against the hack are all part of the plan. Because otherwise, we're being asked to believe that the United States, which invented the computer, which made most of the basic software that controls the computer, and serves as the switchboard for most of the world's internet service, is somehow totally helpless to prevent this hacking. What if it turns out that, in fact, the internet is actually becoming a repository of the information that someone wants foreign governments to discover? Or have I said too much? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.